Well, as far as I can remember, like, and I'm milking cows here now 30 years, and I think this is the worst year that we've had, and we've had some pretty nasty ones. But I think if you cast your mind back, to the 1st of April, from the 1st of April to the middle of May, was extremely cold and wet. And during that period, we had cows in probably more times than what they were out. And then things were fine from the middle of May to the middle of June, and then from the middle of June, it's just been a washout.
And what's this going to mean for farmers?
Well, it'll have implications, I suppose. I mean, like at the present time, everybody's trying to, make the, salvage what they can and try and, we're just more or less working from day to day and week to week, and we're living in hope that the weather next week will be better, and hope that the price of grain will, will maybe stay where it's at, and hope that the price of milk will rise. So we're living in hope, right? But hope can only carry on so far, and I think most people have seen, even with the gardens and lawns, instead of them being cut every week, they're only being cut every 2 or 3 weeks. So once ground gets saturated, growth stops. And whenever growth stops, then we're in trouble.
And just to give us an example of how bad the weather has been this year, when was your first cut of silage this year?
Well, we were one of the lucky ones, because we actually got our first cut taken on the first week in June, whenever the weather was good. But for many farmers, because the weather was so bad in the spring, they had to graze the land that they would normally be cutting silage on. And therefore, that wasn't ready for cutting at the beginning of June. And then they were left, in that middle part of June, whenever the weather got wet. And then that had a knock-on effect. It just got so wet that they couldn't get grass cut. And it was a real struggle. And you were trying to pick a day, and a day here, maybe a night there. And that's how the whole thing has been going on since.